We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Happy, happy, happy to everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. I am having a wonderful, and I mean wonderful, winning Wednesday. And today is all about how do we make sure that we win together, collectively, as one. You're listening to 91.7 WYXR. You know what we over here doing? We raised by the sound. And the name of my show is Let's Have a Talk with Talisa. And if y'all know Talisa Franklin, Dr. T, baby, I love to run my mouth. But I super love to run my mouth with amazing people that is doing absolutely incredible things. Hey there, my Crosstown Concourse family that's listening all over the building. Thank you all so much for rocking with WYXR. And make sure everybody's liking and sharing and staying connected to all things Dr. Talisa Franklin. I'm on all social media outlets. Hey there, honey, how are you? See, I already got people loving us right now, but listen to y'all. Today, it's a great day because if you know anything about me, I love how do we spotlight the bright spots right here in the city of Memphis. Because Memphis has the best of the best of the really, really best. So listen, I have in the studio with me a beautiful young lady that I love her tenacity. I love her resilience to make sure women are not just seen and heard, but they're bouncing the ball of success together. So she got game, Memphis. Listen, if you're missing into the game, you're going to have time. We're going to talk about all that. We're going to just talk about everything, right? So y'all know I love a little sweet tea, right? So can I get all in her sweet tea today? So y'all welcome me, Cece Newborn. What's up, honey? How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to have you, girl.
I know. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So do me a big, big favor. Tell people, who is Cece? Who are you, girl?
I'm originally from Dyersburg, Tennessee. Okay. I've been here about 10 years now.
You're Memphian.
Yeah. former Hooper, of course, played in college, And I just wanted to start something here for women to still play the game.
Yeah.
And it has grown tremendously since 2019.
Oh, so what college did you play for?
I went to Bethel University.
Come on, Bethel. So my sister-in-law played. She was on a full ride scholarship at Mississippi Valley, and that's where she met my handsome boy. He was playing football. So love was everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see that you understood, just because you're not playing professionally, you still understand, you guys still love the game, you still love bouncing the ball, you still love it, right? Because right. I miss when I'm like, girl, will you sit your tail down? And she loves the ball.
Yeah.
And for me, I love the fact you say she got game. Because can you kind of talk about how that she got game, right? I liked it. I liked it for so many other reasons in my life, right? So kind of talk about where did the she got game come from?
I don't know. Honestly, the name kind of came to me.
Okay.
And then I kind of went around the city. I went to little open gyms just to see how many women in the city were still playing.
Mm-hmm.
I always say this story. I ran into Ashley Shields, Melrose, and WNBA champion. I told her my idea, and she loved it. And
okay.
She kind of spread the word for me, and it was instant after that.
Wow. Because she knew the importance that all the women may not be as blessed as her to went to the women's national league, but she understood that there was still a void.
Right.
And
right.
She was probably glad that you wanted to fill that void to make sure all women had a voice. And I tell you, when I think about She Got Game, I think as women, we should all be working together
right.
and say, girl, whatever you got, don't get out the game. Stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you keeping women in the game.
Yes,
and so
ma'am.
let's talk about your career. You go off to college, that you play basketball in high school. When did your love for basketball come about?
It started at an early age, honestly. I started playing in fourth grade. I used to play with the guys in the neighborhood. I was a tomboy.
Okay.
I just loved basketball. So it started for me at a young age.
Yeah.
And I can't play anymore because of injuries, but to be around it every week, to see these women enjoying themselves, the families that come to the game, it makes me still have that love. I get to experience it all the time.
I love it. And so, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, we have like 2 months so we can super support She Got Game, and I'll be telling y'all about it. But I want y'all to remember this name, She Got Game, right? And I want you to definitely remember CC Numeri, because when you have somebody that's bold and young that want to be bright spots in Memphis, I believe as a seasoned Memphian, it is our duty, my duty to make sure I spotlight them in every way that I can. And so I'm super excited about everybody that's listening to the station and even online to learn more about it. So tell me, Cece, when was She Got Game started? And I understood your little why, but I know there always has to be a bigger why, right? So kind of talk to me, you know, when did you start this? And what's the overall big why?
Started it in 2019.
Okay.
Overall, big why, it was really to fill a void. There were a lot of women here that might have just finished college. They were still trying to acquire contracts overseas. So it was really to give them that space, that exposure to fulfill their dreams.
Yeah.
And a lot of these players have gotten contracts out of leaving, you know, playing in She Got Game. So it's just been a passion to help them. So that's kind of why I started it.
So let's talk about that. And I got some other things I want to talk to you about. But a lot of times people don't really understand, and even for the boys' basketball and the men's basketball, however way you really want to say it, right, is that when you hear that this person maybe was in college and they didn't get drafted to the NBA, but they went overseas, and you'd be like, well, that ain't real. You know, I've heard people say, that ain't real basketball. I was like, that's a lie.
They get paid, right?
They ain't get kibbles and bits, they get paid. So kind of talk about that. What does that look like? Because a lot of times we see the light is always on the men in basketball. And I hate to say it, right? But there's sometimes not a bright light on women in basketball and women in sports. And I know I'm that girl to say, I'm going to shine the light bright on women, right? Because we got to make sure, I need to hold a flashlight for you so you can be seen if I'm in the room, right? So kind of talk about the difference, because sometimes I think people devalue the benefits of going overseas.
They do.
Come on, talk about it.
Yeah. There is so much money overseas. I can't say that you're not going to make money. I mean, everybody is not going to make it to the WNBA or the NBA. So this is another opportunity for you to make money and be seen. And then now with NIL, name, image, and likeness, these athletes are getting paid. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, women's sports is on the forefront. Like, we are being seen now thanks to all the things that have transpired over the past 2 years. Like, yeah. Women's sports is no longer in the background. It is in the forefront.
I love it. And so when you, so let's talk about that. When you have a young lady that goes overseas and now she's back at in Memphis or back in her home, what would be some of the best practices you would tell her to do? Because when we do talk about NIL, it means a whole lot, right? Mm-hmm. That we are making sure that these women are getting their due respect.
It's important, like, if they are coming back, to continue to play in leagues like She Got Game. Now we have the live stream where games can be viewed everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so that continues to give them, you know, exposure. Just the platform on our page of sharing posts and the app, like we have a She Got Game app now. So Ooh. It has their stats in the app where they can share with agents and those things that I have built to really put the forefront out there to give these ladies exposure.
And so when you say that, and I do believe, so say for instance, there's a young girl came out of college, she didn't get drafted or however the right terminology is to go to the WNBA, but playing in She Got Game, that's an opportunity for what the scouters or whatever to see her without her trying to do a reel for people to meet. Exactly. And because I believe, you know, at one point when I was really doing music and I was doing showcases, a lot of the people that was doing the showcase had no clue that I had scouters in the crowd. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want people to know. But if they saw some talent, then we made some connections, right? Mm-hmm. And so I always tell people, be on your best behavior. You don't never know who's watching you, right? I'm a living witness for that, right? I'm just me at all times, right? And it has literally opened up doors because people just say, this girl is the same 3-6. Baby, I am who I am and I am she, right?
Right.
So what would you tell to a woman or maybe a mom that feels like the coach from high school? Let's go from high school because you went from all the way. There's a mom that's sitting on the guy on the sidelines or dad or grandparents or auntie and uncle say, man, that coach hating on my baby. She ain't getting no shit. You must hear that a lot, right? She ain't getting no court time, baby. Baby, why is that? Kind of help them, because I believe, this is me, why should I put you on the stage if you ain't never practiced in the background, right?
Exactly.
And that's the same thing I see with people like, I want to be on a mic, but baby, have you ever even paid your dues in the background? Right. Do you know how to handle the mic? Does it work? Because everybody can't handle the stage. Sometimes I thank God that in the season, God had me in my world sitting down. Mm-hmm. I was learning best practices. Then I was watching through my mentors what to do and what not to do in this next level that I knew God was going to take me. Right. So kind of helpful to that, because I know there's probably parents saying, they've been just hating on my baby. My baby can play. They ain't put my baby on the court. What's up with that? And coach is hating on my baby. Kind of talk about that.
Sometimes the parents hold their child back.
Okay.
That's first. And then I think getting with a good coach and a good program, you have to do your research and find the right school, the right coach, the right program that will benefit your child.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a lot of the decision making as well. Like, you just have to make sure you're with a great program.
Mm.
That's going to help your child grow, not only on the court, but in the classroom as well.
Ooh, in the classroom. Because this is what I say. I don't care how well you can play, but if you can't count your money, you're going to be broke when you come out the league. Because you may, if you think about a person that never had any money, and now you offer them all these millions of dollars, and the first thing they do is go out here and buy all this stuff that they never had,
mm-hmm.
And then, God forbid, they tore some or some break.
They have no money.
But you have this lifestyle is up here, but reality is down here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell you, make sure no matter what you do when the light is on you, but behind the scenes, make sure you're managing yourself and managing your money and managing expectations.
Right.
Because I think sometimes we have mis-expectations of the people around us, right? I may want you to do this, but are you going to put in the work, right? Right now my son is in this quest and he's determined to gain more weight, right? But I'm so proud of him. He goes to the gym every single day. He's eating high protein. He is doing it because he loves sports. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just want to gain some more weight. And I see him defining. But even the days are like, boy, you can miss today. He's like, no, mom, no days off. No days off. Because that's what he wants.
Yeah, he's dedicated.
So he's dedicated. To an athlete, I think you got to have the same perspective. No days off.
Right.
If you can't get to the gym, find something in your house to do. You know, when I was very dedicated, when I was, right, there was times I was like, I couldn't get to the gym, but I made up. I walked up and down the stairs, right, up and down. And I said, I'm just going to get some in. And so, because I knew I needed it in that season. I needed it in this season, too. But, I ain't doing it. But, anywho, but She Got Game, I'm going to get there. So, let's talk about She Got Game was starting in Memphis. Where are these games currently held so that I know our listeners that's listening to Talisa Franklin, listeners to WYXR 91.7, want to check out some games and support other women. Or you may have an aspiring daughter that's in high school or in college that need to see other women play and maybe meet up with a mentor.
Exactly. So She Got Game is played at the MAM Grizzly Center off of Airways.
Yeah.
Great facility. That's our home. So if you ever want to catch a game, we are there every Sunday, 3 to 7.
Wow. How much is the charge to get in?
It's $10 for adults, $5 for kids.
Oh, that's easy. So I'm challenging my friends and my family, especially if you run youth organizations, that'd be a perfect thing to bring the children out to a game after church. There's concessions there. You know, I'm all about
the food. We have food trucks. We have vendors. We have prizes. It's a whole experience.
Come on, y'all. Y'all, listen. On Sundays, 3 to 6 at the MAM, y'all, She Got Game. And so I want to say, what cities? Because I know that I was looking, doing my little research, that there was other areas that it's just not Memphis, right? Yeah. And so people say, oh, that's just something they're doing in Memphis. No. It ain't just what people doing in Memphis. It's what they're doing in the world. Talk about the other cities and what's happening with She Got Game.
Well, we've expanded to Nashville, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Chicago, and Little Rock.
Come on.
We're not just in Memphis.
Come on.
So we have over 250 women playing in our league.
Come on, baby. I am proud of you. Y'all hear that? Sister has got all these cities. So let's talk about the other cities because I'm challenging Memphis. Y'all, we can't let the other cities beat us out with attendance. We can't let the other cities beat us out of anything. So when you're watching this and you're hearing this, I need you to go on your social media and just hashtag She Got Game Memphis, y'all. So we got to run the numbers up. We got to let people know what CC is doing and making sure we're pouring into supporting her. Maybe you say, Talisa, Sundays is a hard time for me, and I really wish I could support. Listen, how can people support you even if they can't come to the games?
You can buy merchandise. You can go to our website and donate. Like, there's so many ways you can assist us. There's so many ways. We are always looking for sponsors and businesses that want to partner with us to help our league grow.
I love it. She Got Game, y'all. And so, you said you can go to your website. How can people learn more about She Got Game?
Yes, you can go to our website, shegotgameleague.com, Instagram, Facebook, She Got Game League. Everything is out there to learn more about our organization.
Okay. Awesome. Now, you're currently in season. Let's talk about the players. Because I believe that we need to spotlight some of our players. Do you know all your players' names? You got to look it up.
No, I know their names.
Oh, shucks now. Let's talk about your players. I want you to go. We got good time. We got some time on the clock, right? So we didn't rush into. I really want people to really know about She Got Game. To know some of the behind the scenes, and we're going to talk about all that stuff too. So let's talk about the players. Tell me their names, where they're from Memphis. Tell me a little bit about them so our audience, our listeners can know who are these star She Got Game players, right? Because you guys know that every time we get a new player for the Grizzlies, we always want to know about their Kool-Aid, right? I know I do, right? I don't know about nobody else, but I know I do. But it is so imperative that we make sure that we, I don't hear me. All right, y'all. Yeah, y'all, my girl, y'all show some love for Shelby. Shelby, she makes sure I be sounding all right, y'all.
Hear myself too.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard myself the whole time.
She gonna make sure Shelby is that girl, y'all. She is the amazing young lady here at WYXR 91.7. Is making sure we in a good place. She on it. So let's talk about the player, CC. You hear yourself, girl. Yeah girl. let's talk about the players. Who are I don't want to say the key players, because every player is a key player to me, right? Because if they're out there doing their thing, they key. If you on the bench sitting there cheering on your sister, you key. Everybody is a star player in my game. That's in my game. And y'all know I ain't doing no real game, but it's my game. Like, every woman is key. So let's talk about the players.
I have over 80, so I couldn't talk about all of them.
Give me a few of them.
But
Jesus.
A few from Memphis, of course, Ashley Shields, Melrose alumni, WNBA champion. I have Ashley Daniels. She played at Arkansas. Who else? Kimmy Sitzman played at Arkansas. Little Rock. We got Shoni Sprouse, Lemoyne Owen alumni.
Come on, LLC.
Let's see. Amy McNear. She played at WKU.
Okay.
It's so many players that I can really list.
So do you scout them out, or do they just reach out and say, man, I'm out of college and I still want to play a game. I still got love for the ball. And so how did it happen? So if there's somebody out there saying, man, I played in college and I really, really, truly wish I could still get some play time in. So how can people, do you seek them out, or do they have to reach out to you?
They actually have been reaching out to us. I mean, we have been blessed now. Like, we've gotten so much exposure where players are DMing and how can I join? So we haven't really had to seek out players. They're really, the players that are playing are reaching out to their former teammates. Hey, you should come play in this league. And that's kind of how we keep gaining new players every year.
Wow. And I mean, that's just nothing but a blessing, just to see the growth. And especially how you've started. You know, you ain't in this a long time, but you've been in it for a good time, right? Yes. And I just see how it's going to grow. And the way it's going to grow, everybody that's listening, is that we all support what is happening here. So to everybody that's walking around the concourse, put in your phone, She Got Game, Memphis, so you can learn even more and stay connected to it. And so what can fans and players expect from the She Got Game in the future?
We are continually to upgrade and make changes. Of course, the big dream is to be a G League to the WNBA.
Okay, so now you're doing this G League. You have to help folk like me that don't know how to play basketball. I just come to the games to eat. So what's a G League?
So you know how Memphis Grizzlies has the Memphis Hustle?
Yes.
It's like a lower division, okay, but still part of the NBA. So eventually my goal is to be the G League to the WNBA. And we have our own facility here in Memphis.
Come on. I love that.
That's the big vision.
Big vision, big girl, big game. I love it. Wow. See, that's when I know that you're on the right path, because you have vision, right? And I believe that the Bible, you know, wherever there's vision, there's always provision. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, right? And so you have it plain. Now you just got to run with the vision and allow God to do what he's going to do. And I love it. And so when you think about where you want to be a G League, what in if God gave you the G League to the WNBA, what would that look like for the players? What benefits would that be for your players? Kind of expound on that for me.
Well, if we were the G League to the WNBA, players that play in She Got Game, same example like the NBA, they would get called up to play on the WNBA team and get a contract. That's money for them, you know, just from playing in our league and being seen. They get to get called up and play on a professional team. So it's just always looking for ways to expose them to bigger opportunities.
Yes, yes. And I'm telling you, a lot of times you have people that say, well, how much is it going to pay? How much is it going to pay? And I just came to the really in my life, if you don't chase the money eventually chase you, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I've seen people that don't want to volunteer, don't want to intern, don't want to serve. But what you're doing, you're gaining that knowledge you never would have got. Right. I was a florist for 30 years. Many people know I started in the floral industry 30 years ago when I was 20 years young, right? And I look back now at some of our top designers are ones that literally intern in my shop for a while to learn basics, right? And now I see some of them, I always call one of them the Preston Bailey of designs, right? And his designs are incredible. If you need an incredible event designer, you got to call Tyrone Wells. He is that guy. Oh my God, he's that guy. That's what I went to. I said, oh no, you the Preston Bailey, the Memphis baby. You got this thing, right? And then I think about a Johnny Hardaway. Johnny would be, sister, I said, son, calm down. I got you. And I remember all these people that started in the floral business, they had a desire to learn, and they would come in my shop and just work, right? Mm-hmm. And they worked. And now I look at them now, they're making a really great living, right? Doing right. what they love to do, right?
Right.
But a lot of times, y'all, we got to get to the point that if it's something that you love to do, invest your time. Mm-hmm. So are there any volunteer opportunities? Say, for is there some people that love the game of basketball? And I'm not so much looking forward to get paid, but shoot, on a Sunday, I'm just kicking it. There may be a time for me and my daughter that want to play basketball, that can sit on the sidelines and watch, but also I can serve. And then maybe there's some opportunity to come. I may can put my girl in the game. So talk about any, is there any volunteer, intern, I don't know what you would call them, opportunities?
We are always looking for volunteers. We actually are looking for sports marketing interns.
Okay.
That can assist with game days. We are looking for volunteer coaches because we also have Junior She Got Game. That's for 3rd through 8th grade girls.
Junior She Got Game. I like it.
So we're always looking for coaches to coach our girls as well.
So let's talk about the junior. Y'all, them little girls, honey. The Junior She Got Game. Tell me about that. What are the requirements? What are the things that parents like? Because for me, when my son was in a lot of stuff when he was in school. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for his father because he was able to do a lot of that stuff and I would just run in the day of, right? Because a lot of stuff I just couldn't do because I was working. Mm-hmm. But what is the commitment? Because I'm sure every parent's like, man, I know she want to play, but man, I can't take another thing on my plate. And especially for our single mommies out there. Mm-hmm. And she's like, man, I can't take on nothing else. It's going to be more financial stress on me. So kind of talk about what that looks like for a parent.
Junior She Got Game is once a week practice and they have games once a week. We're actually the first all girls league under the Memphis Grizzlies. So we're the first. Because most leagues around here are co-ed for children.
Okay.
And so we're the first all girls league. And that's the only commitment, really. We're in season right now. And they actually get mentoring from the She Got Game players.
Okay.
So it's just that constant presence of female basketball around them.
So talk about that relationship that you have with the Memphis Grizzlies and the Junior She Got Game. Because I think it builds a value that people see that you're just not doing to do it. You're out here making true relationships, true mm-hmm. connections, not just for CeCe, but for the whole girl game, mm-hmm. right? So kind of talk about that.
It's been great. Actually, they approached me to start the All-Girls League because there was no All-Girls League here in the city under the Junior Grizzlies. So they kind of approached me and asked me if I was open to it because I had only done women's basketball at that
yeah.
time. And so it's just so good to see, like, some of our girls now that started with us in 3rd grade are now about to be in 8th grade. And just to see their development over these years has been so fulfilling because eventually once they graduate high school and go off to college, they're going to come back and play in the women's league.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I have that constant touch on these girls' lives. I mean, that means a lot just to see the growth and development because our girls need it.
Yes,
they really, really need it in this time right now.
And I can believe that if there is a young girl that's in Junior She Got Game, when it's time for high school to apply for colleges, I'm sure there will be scholarship opportunities for these girls because they have worked their craft, mm-hmm. right? And so parents, I think it can be also an investment, right? If your child is all the time bouncing about, like I have my niece, right? If anybody know, they know I love me some Ava Lindsay, right? And she's so sometime, but her mom played basketball. Mm-hmm. And baby, she loves a basketball. And she's always throwing stuff, right? Like she's trying to get it in. And I love that I taught her. She clapped for herself. She don't wait for nobody to clap up. She said, yeah. I said, that's right, baby. We don't wait for nobody to clap for us. You clap for yourself. You celebrate yourself. I'm telling y'all, stop waiting for folk to clap for you. You better clap for yourself. And she claps for herself, but she loves basketball, right? Mm-hmm. And so I can't wait till she can get to that point. She's not even in school yet. She's in pre-K. Well, she'll be going to pre-K. She's in preschool. That she can participate in something, that I can now have a little bit more time, that I can be on the sideline. I may be that one, like, why you ain't got my baby in the game? Why you ain't got my baby in the game? Right? I'm like, CeCe, don't play with my girl. Don't play with my baby. She needs some game time.
Right.
And you be like, calm down.
I like,
my baby needs some game time.
She go play.
So talk about to that parent that see what I see, or that grandparent or the TT that see, how can we nurture their gift even now at an early age? I know you say you started playing when you was in the fourth grade. Mm-hmm. How can that gift be nurtured?
I would say let them experience, let them have fun. Don't put so much pressure on it. Like right now, my son is 5. He's playing soccer and basketball. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let him play everything he wants to play until he finds that niche, the one that he loves.
Yeah.
And then I will, you know, push him and focus on that sport. But at this age, like, they're young, like, let them have fun and enjoy the game. Because later on, it's going to be work. Like, they're going to be practicing and dedicating their time to it. Right now, at the young age, I just want them to enjoy it.
Let me tell you, baby, I didn't master that piece, right? I wanted my son, y'all, maybe may not know, I'm a preacher, so I just wanted my son to play every instrument, right? And so I done bought a trombone. He had piano lessons, so I done bought keyboard. I done bought guitars. I done had drums. I done had a whole band I done bought. And he still won't play no instrument, right? Until I came to the conclusion, that ain't what he want. That's what I want, right? So what he wanted to do ain't what I wanted him to do.
Right.
And so I didn't master that as a parent, right? I mastered loving him, but I didn't master him like, you don't know how to play this. Because if you go out to college, you can always go to a church and make some money. Because I'm always thinking from an entrepreneur, how my baby going to survive if I'm not around.
Right.
But I love the fact that you're allowing your child to be a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you handle overbearing parents like I am, that I feel like my son is black belt taekwondo, right? That ain't what I want him to do, right? But he enjoyed it, right? And mm-hmm. I was like, this is just such a waste of money. This ain't what I want him to do, because I just want him to be in ministry. That ain't what he want to do, and he still don't want to do it, right? Okay, what I say, he still don't want to do it. So how do you help a parent like myself that may come to you and say, CeCe, I want my girl to play. And the girl is probably telling you, because you build a relationship,
that I want
to play. I don't want to do this. My mama just won't let me stop. Or you got a daddy that never lived out his life in playing basketball. Now they got
living
a little girl trying to live through his daughter. How do you tell a crazy parent back off without getting cussed
offended,
out?
Right. Luckily, I would say I have some great parents. I have no overbearing parents in junior. But I guess I would say to that parent, listen to your child.
Mm.
They're going to tell you how they feel at some point, or it's going to come through another person that they trust. You can't force it, because they're really just going to rebel if you force them to do something they don't want to do. So I would just say, you know, let your child be who they are.
Gotcha.
And let them navigate what sport they want to play. Don't force it on them.
I love it. I love it. So y'all stop backing like a Talisa trying to tell your child what you want them to be, right? And I still challenge with that. Many people know I call my brothers my boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know LP. LP will tell you, oh, it's going to be my sister's way. She ain't going to let it go. He tells me, he said, you have no boundaries, right? And they 40 years old, and I'm still telling them what to do, right? Because that's just my love language. Like, when they were playing football in college, and I remember, I don't know nothing about football, but I was at them games. Yeah. I was cheering. I made sure, I don't tell me I paid attention when I saw his number go on the net. I was eating food and supporting, right? And so, parents, it may be that you may be like me. You have no clue of what's going on. And so I couldn't say, what are you doing this about? Because I didn't know nothing, right? But I did know that being in those stands, for them to look up and see me, made a world of difference. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, they're grown. When they have any kind of accolades or anything, they can best be sure
that be there.
I'm going to be there. And it's like, it's funny that many people know that I'm MPD clergy, right? And so he's MPD lieutenant. And so when he got his, you know, he got his rank, and most kind of, and I was like, I'm not clergy. That's my boy right there, right? And I'm just overbearing, getting the shots I want. I didn't care about nobody else. It was about me and my boy. But parents, let me tell y'all how important it is to be in the stands. Mm-hmm. And so you have a league of young ladies, and you may say, you know, it's Lisa, my children are off to college. I don't have anything else to do. Sunday evening may be your time to be that TT or that mama or that standing in the gap to another woman and say, mm-hmm. I'm in the stand cheering for you, girl.
Right.
Because how would it make you feel that if when you start coming to BAM, and I know it's not full, right? Because when I go to the Hustle game's not full, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes the Grizzly game's not full, right? How would it make you feel if all women said on Sunday we're going to come through and support?
Amazing. I would feel supported. I would feel seen. And these women, they deserve that. A lot of them say, like, that 1 hour they playing that game, like, that's their time.
Yeah.
They're moms. They have families. But when they're on that court, that is their self-care mm-hmm. time. That is their 1 hour that they get to do something they love. Yeah. So I know it means a lot to them with their families in the stands yelling and just all the things that we have for them on Sundays. Like, that's their time.
Yeah.
Like, they come in there so excited. We do starting lineups. Like, we make them feel.
So what's starting lineup? See, I'm going to tell you, when people has been in the game, they got all these words to say. But you got to help us because, you know, I don't know. All I know at the game is they're going to have some good food. If I go to baseball, I want to eat my hot dog with my good relish. And if I come to basketball, I want some popcorn and some nacho. So I know every sport that I have my food. So don't tell me. So tell me, like, I don't know nothing about basketball. What's starting line?
Starting lineup is like before the game, we introduce the five players that start the game. So you know how the announcer at the Grizzly game, he does the announcing and he introduces the players that mm-hmm. are starting. That's what we do.
Okay.
We have starting lineups. Yep.
So how do you identify those starting lineups? Are the girls that show up or how?
Oh, no. So the teams have coaches.
Okay.
And they let us know who's starting.
Awesome. Yep. So y'all, how many players are on the team?
Up to 10 on a team. And we have 8 teams. So there's 4 games every Sunday.
Oh.
Can't beat that for $10.
You cannot. And so is there a specific time? Say, for instance, can people come and go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So listen, y'all, I'm challenging you all, especially on a Sunday. Many times we don't have a lot going on a Sunday. Let's go get a game of ball, right? And not just a game of ball, but to support somebody that is absolutely doing something incredible in Memphis, Tennessee. We cannot say there's nothing to do. There is something to do, especially on a Sunday. She Got Game is happening every Sunday from 3 to 5 in the Mann Building, baby. You got to get out there. And I cannot wait to come and support and cheer and just
have some good food.
Yeah, girl. Good food.
A lot. This man, last Sunday, he said, I just come for the food.
Girl, tell me what kind of food they got. Y'all know y'all want to know about the food too, right?
We have wings, fish. We have multiple vendors. Like, there's a fruit vendor. We have a salad vendor.
Oh, healthy.
I mean, you can come and eat good while you're watching the game. So it's a lot of fun.
I love it. And it's a safe environment. Let me be very clear. That Mann Building is state of the art.
It's very
a
nice.
Beautiful building. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's Orange Mound or Bedford Grove. I really don't know the community. But y'all, it's right off the E-Way, mm-hmm. off Airways. and you're right there at it. Literally, if you
literally,
when
I'm
you get off the expressway, you're gonna see that Church's Chicken. Just pass it. Don't stop because you gotta eat at the game and go down a little bit on Ball Road, and you'll see it right there to your left. The parking is free. Is the parking free? Or you gotta pay for parking.
Free parking,
baby. Y'all listen. If you got you ain't gonna spend that much money to go have a good time, and support She Got Game. Talk about the She Got Game app, because I heard you say something about that, and I want people to know about the She Got Game app.
So our app was just released this year. The app is for our players right now. So they actually, once the game is over, the stats are uploaded into the app. So the players can see how many points they had. And then there's a leaderboard that generates in the app, like who were the top players for the week. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to get to where the fans can be on the app and the games will be live streamed.
Ooh.
So those are things we're working on as the app develops.
I love it. And so this app, will this app only be for Memphis players, or will it have the Dallas, the
Every
Nashville?
City has the app, yep.
So will it be an app like She Got Game Memphis, or will it just be She Got Game and you have to plug in your city?
Yeah, so right now it's just She Got Game, and then as the location is on, wherever you are, it shows that city.
Oh, my.
Yep.
How sweet. So how many times do y'all maybe have a day where all everybody come together? Do y'all ever have like conventions to get some best practices to make your craft better, or from a marketing perspective for everybody to see that this just ain't no little rinky dinky bit, right? This is a movement. We're moving women to that next level, whether they made it to the WNBA or not. These women are moving.
Yeah, so every year we have the Grand Championship.
Okay.
So that's where all the cities will come to one place, and we crown the overall champion of She Got Game.
Okay.
So the past has been in Memphis. This year is going to be in Nashville.
Why are you going to Nashville,
Because we've
girl?
Done the past 3 years in Memphis. We got to give another city a chance.
I'm going to let you do that, baby. I'm going to let you. So, y'all know how I feel about Memphis. But I love Nashville. Let me be very clear. I'm a girl. I love the Ville. I love the Ville. A lot of my little getaways, I just route going up to Nashville and chill out at Arborland. And I've been a good place, right? I've just been a cool place. She Got Game, y'all. I am really excited. I know you all that's watching on social media, if you have any questions or anything, you can feel free to drop it in the chat and I will ask her. But CC is all about helping, serving, and moving. I want to challenge you, if you are a person that you're looking for a great place to serve, you want to make sure that you are serving and being a part of She Got Game. Listen to your business owners. This is a labor of love. And so you're looking to touch, especially if you want to touch women, this will be a great opportunity to touch women, right? And making sure you're touching women. Let's talk about your uniforms. How did you choose your uniform? Is everybody kind of the same? Kind of talk about that, because, I mean, I know y'all decked out in your colors and stuff, honey. Be like the choir. We all got the same robe on when we walk in the choir. Come on, talk about them uniforms.
So our captains usually choose the colors.
Okay.
And then I choose the style. This year, we kind of dedicated it to Memphis, so we have the tiger stripes on the sides. And then we have the 901 on the shorts.
Come on. I like it, girl. So when is the championship? So when Memphis go to Nashville and we win the championship.
It's August the 1st through the 3rd.
All right, y'all need to listen. We have to make sure we're supporting, okay?
We're going to get a bus.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, y'all. This is going to be so sweet. CC, I'm super proud to see a young lady that is working hard, that really have a mind and a heart to see the craft being really major. This is major. This ain't no minor stuff, right? We serve a big God. We ain't serve no little God. We serve a big God, and big God allows us to do big things, right? And because of a big God and big things, I'm just grateful to see the big things that's going to happen. And, you know, listen, we're putting it in an atmosphere, right? We're putting it out there saying, we are believing God that this will be the G League for the WNBA, right? See, thought I forgot, right?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be in my prayer life now for you. Because I want to see that for you. I want to see that you win like no other. And it makes it really better if you can win in a city that you, because I don't, that other place you just you just visit there. You are a Memphian. You love Memphis. You church me, and you got one of the greatest pastors this side of heaven, right? Okay,
right.
I'm grateful. So you can't go nowhere, because I'm gonna tell you, like I said, he on top. So you know you can't go nowhere, right?
Right.
You are on the mind of God. Now, if you know me, you know who says that in Memphis. What pastor that if he gonna tell you, oh, ask him how I'm doing, I'm on top, T. I'm on top. I said, okay, now, all right. And then remember, you are on the mind of God. So if y'all ain't got nowhere to go, y'all visit GGC on James Road, the one, the honorable, the lovable, the charismatic Bishop Ed Stevens, and the beautiful Lady Beverly Stevens is the only lady of that church. I don't say first lady. She's the only lady of that church. I love her, and I love her to life. Cece, is there anything that I maybe forgot that we want our people to know?
You covered everything.
You say?
You did. You did. I think we're going to get some people out this Sunday.
Yeah. We're going to keep hitting the pavement. We're going to keep believing God, and we're going to all work together collectively. Everybody that's watching me, I need you to share this. I need you to share She Got Game. Y'all, we can do this if we all work together, right? There's nothing done in a silo. I just believe that if we all work together, we can help. And especially your young African-American young lady that's opening up doors and came up with a vision to help other women that probably were struggling. Because I'm telling you, the mental space for some of those women that didn't get picked for the WNBA, that's a whole nother world.
Right.
Because they thought they was all that in a bag of chips, and now you got denied. And so you put all your emphasis on basketball and not on your education. So now you're not able to really walk in the fullness. Talk about how do you handle, and I see talking from you, from the mental state of mind that you're in college, you're believing you're the best, everybody's saying you're the best, and I'm going to tell y'all, you may be the best, but let me help y'all in any area of your life. If your attitude stinks, baby, your attitude will determine your altitude, because some folk attitude, they think they got it all together. Baby, sit down, take several seats, and learn how to be nice to folk. Because you never know who are you entertaining. The one person that you are mean to walking into the game may be the deciding factor for
Memphis
your...
Memphis great right there.
Where's a Memphis great?
That's Elliot Perry.
Hello there, Elliot Perry. He don't hear you. Yeah, that's basketball for real, y'all. He know how to hold a ball for real. I thought I saw him pass it. I couldn't see it well, okay? So talk about the mental state of mind.
It's a lot for an athlete. I think we all deal with that, like... Once the ball stops dribbling, like once you're done with college, what do you do? Because you thought you were going to make it. I think the league gives them that second chance to still play.
Yes.
To keep that love, that passion there, to be able to continue to play the game they love, even if they didn't make it to the pro level.
Yeah. So if you didn't make it to the pro, y'all, you still
got something for you.
And you know what? But I still believe that if they didn't make it that time, if they come and play well and She Got Game,
They have agents, yeah.
Yeah, they may say, let's go ahead and let's give them another shot. Wasn't the right people looking at them. Or maybe you needed to develop one thing that was holding you back. And a lot of things that's holding a lot of people back in any area of their life is your character. Your character means so much. Baby, your talent will get you in the room, but the character going to keep you in the room. Your talent may get you on the court, but your character going to keep you on the court.
Amen.
And so... don't think it's all about you. Look at team and not I, because I'm a believer. There's no I in team. It's about all of us working together, right? And so tell everybody as we're wrapping up today, Cece, how can people stay connected to all things She Got Game?
You can follow us on all social media platforms, She Got Game League, or you can head over to our website, shegotgameleague.com.
I love it, y'all. Listen, She Got Game. Let's make sure we support. Let's make sure we support Cece because she's really doing the work. I'm grateful that you guys lended your ear right here on 91.7 WYXR. We're raised by the sound. And I just pray God's blessings on your life, young lady. That God fulfill all of your hopes, all of your dreams. And just go to that next level. And then we're going to believe God on this Sunday and every Sunday for April and May. the Mayhem Building. Give me the address again.
2107 Ball Road.
Right here in the heart of Memphis, right off the E-Way. Tickets are only $10 for adults, $5 for children. If you want to support this league, reach out to Cece and say, I need to support. And maybe you say, Talisa, I also have people that I know that's in Dallas, that's in Nashville and other places. Where are all the other places? We got Dallas, Nashville,
Denver, Houston, Chicago, and Little Rock.
I love, oh, Chicago, y'all. Give me some popcorn. But now I got Memphis popcorn. I got Papa Rules over there. My girl Iffy Johnson, good popcorn. I'm going to grab some before I leave. And that's right here in the concourse, y'all. Just know that let's support greatness that's happening right here in the city of Memphis every Sunday from 3 to 5, She Got Game Memphis. Hey, I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Know that I love you, and there is nothing, absolutely positively nothing you can do about it. Make sure that you're following me on all social media outlets, and that's at Talisa Franklin. All social media outlets, you can go to Dr. Talisa Franklin. Just type in Talisa Franklin, baby. You gonna get me, honey, because I love you. You love me. We are perfect Memphis family, y'all. Listen, until next time, y'all, make sure that you keep it locked right here to your favorite radio station, 91.7 WYXR, where we're raised by the sound. Great things are happening next week, y'all. I'm super excited about our spring pledge drive, and it's happening, and it's going to be some fun going on up in the studios, and we're going to be doing some great things. It's making big differences right here in the city of Memphis. Until next time, let's have a talk with Talisa. Y'all know I love to talk, right? All right, y'all. I love you to life. Be blessed is my prayer for you, and keep it locked right here to the favorite radio station in the Crosstown Concourse. It's WYXR, raised by the sound.
There's too much at stake to just walk away from the truth that's beneath all the lies. So we make believe that we are lovers while we live in here with one another. We make believe that we are lovers while we live in here with one another.
Join me, Jim Duckworth, for an hour of classic jazz every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. on a show I call Riding in Rhythm right here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee.
WYXR Memphis.
Realize the closest thing to me is my underwear. I